And now from Beachside, it's the Treasure Island Oldies Rock and Roll News for the week of June 28th. This week in 1969, John Lennon received 17 facial stitches and Yoko Ono received 14 of her own after they were in a car crash in Scotland in 69. This week and also in 69, Sam Phillips sold the legendary Sun Records studio in Memphis, Tennessee. Elvis Presley sang Hound Dog on the Steve Allen Show while he was dressed in a tuxedo and singing to a real dog. Happened in 1956. In 1969, Mountain formed with Leslie West and Felix Pappalardi and Corky Lang on drums from Toronto. Liverpool renamed its airport after their native son John Lennon this week in 2001. The Lawrence Welk TV show premiered this week in 1955. Elvis's movie King Creole opened nationally in 1958. He was already serving in the U.S. Army when the movie premiered. Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock reached number one on the Billboard charts, and the rock era began in earnest this week in 1955. Brian Wilson appeared on stage with the Beach Boys for the first time in 12 years in Anaheim, California in 1976. This week in 1970, Casey Kasem counted down his very first American Top 40 show, and it happened on six radio stations to begin. Ray Charles had his debut album released this week in 1957. Barry White married Glodine James of Love Unlimited this week in 1974. Speaking of marriages, Paul Revere married his sweetheart during the intermission of his concert at Kings Island Amusement Park in Cincinnati in 1976. Gene Vincent's leg was crushed when his motorcycle was struck by a car in Franklin, Virginia in 1955. In 1966 this week, the Beatles accidentally snubbed Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos and her husband pulled their police security protection. A mob then attacked the Fab Four. The Tony Orlando and Dawn TV show debuted this week in 1974. In 2007, Jimmy Rogers had brain surgery in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and doctors discovered that his skull had miraculously regenerated after the terrible car accident that he was in. Some say it wasn't an accident. Denny Doherty's autobiographical musical, Dream a Little Dream, the almost true story of the Mamas and Papas, premiered in Toronto this week in 2001. In 1967, Graham Nash wrote Marrakesh Express while he was on tour with the Hollies in Yugoslavia, but did not record it until he joined Crosby, Stills and Nash. Cher married Greg Allman in 1975 and filed for divorce 10 days later. The Jackson 5 announced that they were going to be leaving Motown Records this week in 1975 and that they were leaving to go to Epic Records, and at the same time they were changing their name to the Jacksons because Motown owned the other name. The Rockabilly Hall of Fame in Jackson, Tennessee opened this week in 2001. San Francisco's Fillmore West Concert Hall closed this week in 1971. The short-lived TV series Malibu U premiered this week in 1967 and it starred Rick Nelson. In the studio, Brenda Lee went in to record for the first time. She was only 11 years old and she cut her version of Jambalaya this week in 1956. Also in 56, Elvis recorded Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel, his first recordings with all of the Jordanaires. The Brothers Four began recording Greenfields in 1959. The Drifters cut Up on the Roof in 62. Buddy Holly recorded Peggy Sue in 1957. And Johnny Ray recorded Just Walking in the Rain this week in 1956. Birthdays: Bobby Day, born in 1930. Deborah Harry from Blondie is 75. Delaney Bramlett from Delaney and Bonnie, born this week, 1939. Dan Aykroyd from the Blues Brothers is 68. Tom Springfield from the Springfields is 86 this week. Leapy Lee is 81. Paul Williams from the Temptations, born in 1939. Fon Tallabas, born this week, 1940. Judith Durham of the Seekers is 73. Mitch Miller, born in 1911. Kathy Carr, born in 36. Little Eva, born in 45. Leonard Lee from Shirley and Lee was born in 1935. Billy Henschy from Dino, Desi, and Billy is 69. Florence Ballard from the Supremes, born in 43. Larry Hall was born this week in 1940. John Waite from the Babies is 68. Eddie Rambo, 77. Songwriter L. Russell Brown, who wrote Come On, Mary Ann, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree, I Woke Up in Love This Morning, and so many others. He's having a birthday, turning 80. Lena Horne, born in 1917. Evelyn Champagne King is 60. Marvin Rainwater, born 1925. And Bill Withers, having a birthday, born this week, 1938. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of June 28th. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.